What many people don't realize is that many assisted living facilities don't have adequate staff to care for people who lose the ability to take care of themselves. Mitzi McFatridge heads the nonprofit Kansas Advocates for Better Care. She's just back from a national conference where these issues were highlighted.
People don't always understand that nursing care isn't available in the facility. It has to be available by phone, but that doesn't mean that there's a nurse in the facility all the time.
McFatridge says there are no requirements for any particular number of staff in an assisted living facility as there are for nursing homes. And in Kansas, a high school diploma is enough to qualify as the operator of an assisted living facility. McFatridge says many people stay in assisted living when their care needs have grown to the point that they really need a nursing home, and a person can be forced out of assisted living on just a 30-day notice. McFatridge says some facilities refuse to take Medicaid, so when a patient runs out of money, they have to go somewhere else. Also, patients with Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia can be evicted when their behavior becomes a problem that the facility isn't staffed to cope with. I'm Brian Thompson.